ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. So, what does the word say? Whatever you are trusting God for, the number one thing to question to ask yourself, what does the word say on that subject matter? Second thing you need to do is to build your own persuasion in that word. Build your persuasion or build your faith. Build your understanding. And hey, I mean, you have heard this saying, is it a song now? God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. And that's it. It's a journey of faith. If God promises you something and you can look at it in his word, hey, he says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void of power. It shall accomplish the purpose whereto I have sent it. So you need to build your persuasion, because also you I don't know if this has happened to you. Sometimes you locate the promise in the word of God, and you are so persuaded about it, and it's just people's comment that changes or that colored your persuasion, and you begin to maybe, and that's where doubt sets in. Maybe that wasn't what God actually said. Maybe that may be to some certain kind of people, and then the devil plays on that. He said, yeah, actually it's for certain kind of people. Are you holy enough? Are you righteous enough? And before you know it, the confidence that has been built as persuasion in the world will lose it. That's why the Bible will say, cast not away your confidence. Cast not away your confidence. Totally. Pray with confidence. Pray. When you can find what God's word says on that subject matter, and you have built your persuasion of faith in that word, pray with confidence. How do you pray with confidence? You are praying with confidence that the one who promised will never fail. You are praying with confidence knowing that God is an integrity God. He doesn't say one and do the other one. I mean, that scripture we say, the strength of Israel does not lie. It does not lie. Even if he wants to tell a lie, he doesn't know how to. And that's why English is so particular, or rather, the translator, when you say his faithfulness, it means God is faith personified. He's full of faith. He's full of trust. The integrity of God cannot diminish. It's not subject to weather. It's not subject to any world economy. It's not subject to people, places, and events. God's word remains his word. His word is truth. And he has given us assurance in his word that it will take this whole thing that we see, heaven and earth, to pass away for his word not to come to pass. He said, by the word of the Lord, Sammy say in Psalm 33, the heavens and the earth were made. Hebrews says, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Lord. I mean, these are things that helps you. And you know, if you study the word so much, you know that when adversity comes, you don't say to the devil, wait, let me just go. I said to people, whether you know the verse or the book, it doesn't matter anymore. It's what is inside you that will come out in the day of adversity. Praise God. So pray with confidence. Pray with confidence. One of our patriarchs of faith, who follow one another man,
is so much into, I don't know which of these men. But this man, we say, his name is Father Natch. He usually follow an evangelist. And they said the man will pray to a point, and he will be saying things like, God, I hope you are not thinking that you won't save people in this city. Is that not what Abraham did? He said, Lord, even if it is 50, you can't just destroy. It's not in your nature to destroy things. It's not in your nature to permit the devil to go on rampage. And can't we pray that prayer concerning our community? I mean, this past week, I heard on the news, and you know, cult activities and all that are back in Lagos, in some communities. We can pray all those things out. We have done it in the time past. But hey, if we are looking at what we want from God on our own, we won't remember all those things. And I'm saying to myself, how can you, I mean, what kind of facility that or police station that we take? 50 young people were arrested. And then in this same week, hey, it's better for you. I'm not asking you to read news so that you can get afraid. In this same week, you know there was an electrocution issue at Ikoyi prison. And I'm saying to myself, if you have been to prison, you will understand what I'm saying. The site of prison itself is not, even the rooms are already overcrowded. So imagine if there is an electrocution, how easily it will affect other people who are in the same room. We can pray. We don't need correctional center. We can pray that righteousness prevail. We can pray that our young men and young women, we fulfill the scripture, because he said in the last day which we are in, he said there will be outpouring of, it's not outpouring of the spirit. We not lead people to Yahoo Yahoo. Outpouring means spiritual awakening. People are alive. They are alive to the environment. They are living up to their responsibility. I've forgotten this statistic, but I want to also roll it out. You know, we say things like, I've heard people at forum say this, that people between ages 17 and 35, they form 70% of our population. It's true. But actually, there is another latest thing that says people between 15 and 25 actually form 65%. So the truth is that people who are above 50, they are just maybe about 15 to 20% of our population. So that means that age bracket, whatever it is, we must not lose them. We must not lose them to crime. We must not lose them to unrighteousness. I don't know if you have thought about it. How will this city be in another 10 years? I'm thinking about it. What will be the face of Lagos as a city? And then all the cities across our nation. It means, hey, we're already sitting on a gunpowder. I'm not saying this to scare you, but just for you to know the responsibility that we have. So if nothing is done within the next 3 to 5 years, the truth is that it will be chaotic, not only in this city, but in our nation. Hey, my brothers, my sister, don't think about what you are thinking now, that you will go elsewhere. It is the same. It is the same all over the world. I think it was Trump. You know what we are battling with? All those, there are more drugs, though. I hope you know that. It's not just Lacacera and all these things. They have tablets that they are dealing with. And in most of their cities and countries, they have legalized weed, in case you don't know. The person who stabbed people in UK last week entered into a seminar room where they are holding seminar. So he started by stabbing the ushers, university students, who are volunteering at an event. So, the only place that it is safe is under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what I will say to you. But we have a duty, because Jesus said, as long as I'm in this world, because we are members of his body, we are part of him. So, as long as we are here, we are expected to be the light.
We may not be able to vote at Abuja every time as a House of Rep. And not everybody. How many House of Rep do we have? 450, isn't it? Senator, maybe 105. But we can do something on our knees. We can do something. You know, there's another man in the UK that even the Queen said, he feared the prayer of praying height that the whole of legislature of the UK put together. We can make a change. And I'm just opening our eyes to see this treasure. The Bible talks about the treasure that we have in earthen vessels. And one of those treasures is the ability to be able to pray, ability to converse with the source, with the headquarters. And we can see things done here in the natural when we'll understand the dynamic. Hey, my brothers, my sister, God is not like our ATM. That each time we need things, we just use him to get it and we forget him. Mm-mm. God is God all through our lives. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Even if you don't have a need in your life, what I'm saying here tonight is that you must learn how to pray. Because you have a duty. There is a call to duty to pray for other people. So pray with confidence. Fourthly, receive that which you are believing for. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. A lot of time people pray and they leave it. They don't really embrace it. Or receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And wait for the manifestation in peace. And wait for that manifestation. So you receive and embrace it. And then you wait for the manifestation. And waiting does not mean wavering. Waiting does not mean praying over that subject matter over and over again. No. As a matter of fact, it leads me to the fifth thing that you must know how to do. While you are waiting, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. So, case in point, I'm praying for a wayward child. So, I leave that wayward child to the Lord in prayer. And I commend that wayward child to God. I ask that the Holy Spirit should begin to work on his heart. I pray scriptures over that child. Our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. He said, our sons shall be like the polished stones of the dead. So I have all these things I built my persuasion of. And then I leave the place of prayer, for example, and that child, maybe for the next few months, behave contrary to everything I have believed for. I don't start praying again. I'm giving thanks on behalf of that child every day I remember him. Every day I'm mentioning him. Thank you for divine encounter that Chinedu is having with you. Thank you for this time in his life. Thank you because he's filled with the knowledge of your will. Thank you because in all that he does, even though he's still within, in all that he does, he can see you and he can see you clearly. Thank you because the heart of Chinedu belongs to you. And just like you order the course of a river, you are ordering the course of his life towards you. Thank you because he does not have any portion in hell, because hell wasn't made for him. Thank him because your resources, your deposit. I don't know if you, let me also say this to you. Anyone that you see that is misbehaving extraordinarily is because of the treasure that they carry. And you know, most of the time, diamonds, there's nothing comely about them, about it. When you see, it's rough. It doesn't shine like the way it is. It has to go through process before that beauty comes out. Yes or no? Yeah. So I'm saying it tonight because a lot of the time we give up so quickly because we don't see manifestation to our prayers. No. While you are waiting, especially if you have built persuasion in the world, you have believed in your heart that this is God's word, this is his promises, hey, your staying power is in thanksgiving. It's not to ask over and over because the devil can tell you, say, oh, see, you don't, I've been telling you, you can't pray now. See, is this guy not growing worse? It's just like the subject of healing. You know, sometimes people,
This is the category of how people respond to healing. Sometimes people are healed instantaneously. No doubt about that. God has that power. But hey, the balance to that is that we should also help them to maintain such healings. But if you search the scripture, the Bible will always use one word. And that person begins to amend. Amend means gradual. In other words, I've lost so much weight. I'm like that. And then I'm prayed for, I embrace healing. And then I'm able to do what I was, which is the physical sign. I'm not going to, except you take me to the vulcanizer and pump me. I'm not going to grow fatter or fat back. But hey, was I healed? Yes. Do I hold on to my healing? That's the thing. I need to. So against the physical evidences, I begin to amend. And over time, everybody who sees me, they just know that, hey, strength is coming to this guy's body. Oh, I've not been able to walk. This is, I want you to please understand it very well. I've not been able to walk for a year. And all of a sudden, the healing power of God hits me. And I'm able to move my right leg. I began to do what? Amend. And then the other day, I moved my left leg. And the other day, I'm able to stand and then stagger a little bit because that leg has not touched ground for how many years? So we don't look at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. The ones that are seen may be temporal. Most of the time they are. But the ones that are not seen, they are eternal. God is at work both to will and to do his good pleasure in our lives. Praise the Lord. I hope you're learning something about the subject of prayer tonight. So let's read the following scriptures, and then we pray. I think we still have time. Yeah, we'll now pray. Just pray for about 10 minutes. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Please understand, he who believes doesn't make haste. Whoever believes, if you truly believe, there is no anxiety, there is no, hey, mogbeo, in Jesus' name, you are just doing that out of fear. No. If you truly believe, there is no need for it. He said, let your conduct be without what? Please read out, my brothers, my sister. Yeah, be content with such as do what? Yeah, you have Jesus, so be content with him. You can't be a Jesus freak and still be tying something around your waist for protection. Be content. Be content. Be content. Be content. I don't know whether it's here that I mentioned that. I mean, the futility of the minds of men. Me, I leave the city and I go into the bush and go and consult one herbalist for protection that I may be protected on all my journeys. The herbalist I went to consult is not going anywhere. He doesn't even have a bicycle. So how can somebody who doesn't move make stand for me? That's a futility in the minds of men. Praise God. So be content, for he himself has said, what did he say? I will what? Yeah. What's the best way to illustrate this? Come. I know that you can get power. You can still outpower me. If I lock my hand like this, and then we are taking a walk, what do you say to that? He stuck with me. Why? Mm-hmm. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe this is not the best illustration. If you back any of these children, maybe that's the way I want you to see yourself to God. Those children are vulnerable. Abi? They can't help themselves. If you are walking a long distance, you need to back them. I know that you use Bogu these days, Abi. But hey, if you back them, in those days that people use the thing, if you don't want your child to touch anything while you are going, what do? You tuck their hands inside. So that's the thing.
God says, hey, with me, you are saved. Everywhere I go, before MTN discovered that timeline, I am with you. Praise God. He said, so that at the end of the day, the child knows, my parent is what? My helper. I will not fear. I will not fear. And maybe I should also let you know, while we were growing up too, this is also common. If your elder brother or your parent, even if you have offended somebody and they promise that each time you pass their street, they are going to get you. But if your father is walking with you, or even your senior brother who has, let me crack this joke. I don't know how many of you saw the video. It's a show in America. A girl was complaining that guys don't want to date her. And the person anchoring the program said, why? He said, each time I introduce them to my dad, that's the end of the relationship. Why? He said, where is your dad? The man sitting by him has six pack and all that. So if you're a guy too, won't you reconsider your life? You can't misbehave around that man now. Have you? Because when you see the man tall and the biceps are in place, you don't want to misjive around such a person. It will take a guy who has confidence to date the girl. But the truth is that God is with us. So you can match God. He has said, not you who asked him to say it. You didn't pray for it, but he himself, because of his covenant relationship with you, he has said that I will never, even if you leave me and stray, he said, even in your straying, he said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. He said, so that at the end of the day, we may boldly say what? I will not what? What man can do to me? John chapter 10, verses 10 to 13. John 10, 10 to 13. The Bible says, the thief does not come except to do what? That's the only mission that the devil has, to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have what? That they may have it. How? More abundantly. And Jesus now said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd does what? Gives life for the sheep. But a hireling, he does not. Who is not the shepherd? And he who does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. The next one, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. What's that confession? For we do not have a high priest which cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And so by reason of that, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? And find what? To help what? In time of need. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. These are scriptures to reinforce our confidence. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. That we have a God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say to you, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in every... So it means things will happen around us, but in the midst of those happening, because we have this great treasure, it's a you and I, it's not everybody. Everyone who has a relationship with God, anxiety should go away from their lives. Because we have a high priest who can be touched. Will you be fearful sometimes? Maybe. Will you have any cause to doubt sometimes? Maybe. But hey, most of the time, we should fix our eyes on him. He said, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? So not complaining. With what? Let your request be made known to God. And then he says, and the peace. And that's how you know whether your requests have been answered by God. The peace that comes with it. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, we guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And so, in the bid to pray, in the time of prayer and the time of manifestation, look at what the Bible says we should be doing. We should consider things that are true, things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, those are the things we should meditate on. And then lastly tonight, Mark 11:23-24. Mark 11:23-24. Say, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you what? Believe that you what? No. There is a step before have them. So you pray, you believe that you receive them, and then you will do or see the manifestation. So, five things. What does God's word say on that subject matter? Build your persuasion in the word of God. Don't rush into a place of prayer. Then pray with confidence. Receive and embrace what you believe for. And then while you are waiting for the manifestation, learn to do what? So stand with me and let's give thanks tonight. Stand with me. And just give him praise, give him worship. Learn to give thanks. Learn to give thanks. Somebody want to just pray to the Lord tonight. We have a God. I'm just so excited that we have a God. Not just a God, we have a Father. A Father who is interested in us. A Father who delights in us. A Father who wants us to just come to him. He said, come boldly to him. Why don't you just go ahead and give him praise, give him worship, give him adoration?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,